I was a young pastor. Well, I was interning. Senior pastor went on sabbatical. They asked me to cover for him for 6 months. Second day he was gone, I got the phone call. It was Mrs. Blum. She said, "Neil, my husband had a heart attack last night. He's not doing well. Would you go to the hospital to visit him?" She didn't know that that was the main reason I wasn't going to be a pastor. I don't have those gifts. Those things scare me to death. I never know what to say. I don't have that gift. My wife does. I don't. But I felt I needed to go, so I went. I stood in the Valley Hospital in Ridgewood, New Jersey, just outside the room. All those, to you non-medical people, those pneumatic sounds, pumpings, beepings, little things going across computer screens. Scary. And there he lay, five stretchers, he's in the middle. He looked unconscious to me. What do I do? I just about left thinking, I can't do anything here. I'll pray in the hall. And as I stood there, the doctor came in. She brushed by me quickly, didn't even look, walked over to Neil and began to do her work, talking all the while, listening, writing, pulse, saying, "Good morning, Neil. How are you? Pain anywhere? Did you sleep? The damage doesn't appear as bad as we thought." And she talked and talked and talked for 5-8 minutes. I don't know. She wrote some things, slid the chart down into his bed, said, "I'll be back later this afternoon," brushed out by me with a nod, and away she went. Sounds good to me. So I walked over and I said, "Good morning, Neil." He opened his eyes. Just a little. Could see the pain, and then I could see them focus. And he said, "Jesus was in my room last night. The only thing I could think of to say was, what did Jesus look like?" He began to describe this brown-haired figure with friendly, warm brown eyes. A gentle, caring touch, a firm but loving voice, a white robe and a stethoscope around her neck. My gut was to say, "Neil, that was the doctor." But my heart said, no. At that moment, in Neil's pain and confusion and fear, that was the way Jesus came to him. Wouldn't it be cool if in the next day or two somebody mistook you for Jesus and said, "Jesus was in my life today"? I think that's what discipleship is about. It's about sinners saved by grace, empowered by the Spirit, directed by the text, emboldened by the community, who occasionally are so like the rabbi that people mistake us for him. It changed the whole world. The rabbi hasn't changed. Have the disciples. Would you stand? Let's close with a final Shema. Join me. Shema Israel. I'm sorry, let's do the Hebrew too. You say the Hebrew after me. Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Ve'ahavta et Adonai Eloheicha, Bechol Levavcha, Uvechol Nafshecha, Uvachol me'odecha. Amen. Say the English with me with all your might. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. Amen. Amen. I bless God for you. I hope I can see many of you again tomorrow with one last chapter of discipleship.